race will be o'er, and I'll travel no more, but abide in my home above. Let me sing, blessed King, all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly dove, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. Is that your prayer?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen.
Just what a service we had this morning. I just really appreciated that. Just the Lord, the whole thing. It just, what a blessing we had this morning. After church, we had a little baptism at the tabernacle. It was so cute. You know, last week, Brother Garcia, I don't know if I see him here, but anyway, little Titus got baptized, and you know, they're just little tykes, you know, and so his other son came up, I believe it was Silas, he came up, and he was going to get baptized, so that water's cold, so I've learned a little bit, and I'm still learning, but anyway, I tried to just take him, you know, and hold him if I could, so he grabbed a hold of me, and so he wasn't in the water yet, and I says, hey, hold on to this little towel, you know, and he was had it in one hand, he had the other hand on my shoulder, holding real tight, and so we prayed, and I says, now take the other hand, hold the towel like this, and he wasn't moving, no, he wasn't moving, and I says, well, we're just going to baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we both went down together. Precious, amen. I just love it. And so afterwards, he got dried off and everything, and we went outside, and he wanted his picture taken with me. I don't know why. And giving me a hug and everything. It was really precious. I just loved it. So, but the Lord's so good to us to see him come in at that age. We just praise the Lord and thank him for all of it. Amen. You know, How many of you sons and daughters of the King, and you love this message and you love him and you're on your way to glory? Amen? Amen. I love it. Amen. I'm glad you do that. Did you know that Satan can accuse us before the Father? Yeah, he can. He can do that. But we're still predestinated before the foundation of the world. And Satan can't do nothing about it, and he can't take it from us. Because God did it. God put something down there.
Amen.
I just love that. Satan can't rob me. He can't take it from me. No matter what he says, it doesn't make any difference. God has already said, God's already predestinated, God's already said it's going to be that way, and that's the way it is. That's the end of it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Like Sister Grubbs saying, I am redeemed.
Amen.
Not I think I'm redeemed, I hope I'm redeemed. No, I am. If you hear anybody talk about me, you can tell them, I am redeemed.
Amen.
That's right. And that's where we're standing, is standing on the promises, and we're not standing in any other place. Nothing present, nothing past, or nothing future can move from that. I am Son of God by His grace, and I believe His prophet. Now, I'd just like to share with you a quote here. How many has fallen a pillar of fire?
Amen.
How many has fallen a vindicated prophet?
Amen.
I want to read something for you. Brother Branham says, quote on the Hebrews, he says, people who follow the pillar of fire will certainly have a rough time, but they're ready for the translation at that time.
Yeah.
That's right. Just ready to go for the Lamb. Overcome them, said the Bible, and them that followed him, because they were called the chosen and the faithful, the elected of God.
Amen.
End quote. I love that. Are you elected, chosen, faithful before the foundation of the world? Elected of God? Amen. When you hear them, just tell them, I am redeemed. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. It's such a privilege to be here with you, to sit in the presence of the Lord Jesus, to hear, thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
And we're just expecting God to do great things in our midst tonight.
Amen.
Now as we stand, we want to get ready to go into the service now. We have many prayer requests that's been put up here on this platform, on this pulpit. Won't take the time to read them all. There are many. All of them are sincere and needy requests. But we know that we have a prayer answering God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We've seen it over and over and over that God doesn't make mistakes. He'll take care of these two just like he did all the other ones. So if we just reach out now and touch the Lord, let's give him thanks for what he's done for us, what he's doing for us, and what he will do for us. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to serve. Then just raise your hand to him. Heavenly Father, we just want to tell you that we love you with all of our heart. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Lord, you fed us, you clothed us, you put a roof over our head. Lord, you give us eternal life. Lord, you bled and died for us. You sent Brother William Marion Branham with us, saith the Lord, so that we would know the truth, that we would know how to stand, so we'd know where to go to get the answers, Lord. You'd tell us the whole thing, the whole program. We love you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this message that's been stored up for us, Lord, that we could go back and hear it over and over and over again. Lord, to bask in your presence, Lord, thank you. And we thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, you're so great. You're the Almighty. And we love you, Lord, tonight. We invite you in this service, Lord, to have full control. Lord, we don't want to get in your way, Lord. We just want to be yielded vessels to you. We want to sit here. We want to lift our hands, lift our voices in praise. We want to hear your voice. We want you to come and to change us,
yes,
and to mold us, yes, and to put us into the right position, Lord, because we want to serve you, Lord. We love you with all of our heart. And Lord, these requests, each hand that was raised, Lord, each request that's been written down, Lord, Lord, meet every need, Lord. Just many, there's so many needs, Lord. There's loved ones that are not lost, they're not saved. Lord, would you just save them, Lord? Bring them in. There's ones that are sick, Lord. heal them, Lord. Would you do that? Lord, we thank you for it. Lord, it's the children's bread, Lord. You promised it, Lord, in your word. We just thank you for it. We love you. And Lord, we thank you for Brother Joseph, Lord. Yes. We thank you for the Voice of God recordings. Amen. Brother Billy Paul, Lord, and the Branham family. Lord, when I think of it, just what a sacrifice they've made. They give their life for this message. Lord, would you just bless them? Just encourage them, Lord.
Yes.
Just go to them, Lord. You know how to do it. Lord, bless them. Encourage them, Lord. And Lord, we're just looking forward to the time when you bring Brother Joseph back. Just thank you for him, Lord. Give him a safe trip home. We love you, Lord. We commit this service to your hands. We're under expectations. The people have come again, Lord. They're under expectations to hear from you. And we know we're going to hear from you. We know we're going to receive it, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. We commit it all to you. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Forward to another wonderful service. And how many enjoyed the service this morning?
Amen.
Come with expectation for tonight? Amen. I know it's very soon that we're going to be flying away. Amen. I was looking for that. Some glorious day. Amen. Well, some glad morning when this life is over, just a few more weary days and then
Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. sing alleluia, my Jesus is
sing at camp, and we sing it here, and it's "Lead me, Lord, I will follow. You have called me, and I will go." How many feel that way tonight?
Amen.
Amen. If you'd all stand.
Lead me, Lord, I will follow.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. We just thank you, Jesus, for coming in our midst. Lord, as we get ready to hear your prophet, Lord. Lord, just help us to open our heart, Lord, and receive that tonight. We thank you, Lord, for this message and the messenger, Lord. We commit it to you and we invite you now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Service to Brother Branham as he brings to us questions and answers on Hebrews. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.